Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And a podcast is there, too, as we get rolling into a stormy. It's going to be a stormy Tuesday.
Yeah, morning, but you know Jamie. What? Yesterday is like I waited. It kept looking like it was going to do something. The clouds built up, and then
nothing. A big old fat turd.
Nothing.
Not that.
Oh, and today we're supposed to boycott McDonald's.
We are?
Yeah.
Why? I like McDonald's.
Yeah, something about fair pay and manufacture. I don't know.
I'm not boycotting.
Yeah.
Unless I know the real details.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I just can't go on rumors, Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
Not when it comes to a Big Mac.
No.
Man's got to make, he's got to put his foot down at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the great McDonald's boycott or something.
My kid has gotten on a, you know how we go into binge eating and we have a restaurant that we'll hit like 5 times a week?
Yeah.
You know, we just get into that little rut, right? He is so into KFC right now. It's like it was just first discovered.
He was into Jimmy John's.
Yeah, well, Jimmy John's is still on the list, but it's been bumped.
Okay.
Bumped down to number 2,
oh,
okay?
Gotcha, all right.
But right now, the big 3-piece meal over KFC with extra biscuits is the way to go.
He's only 7. All right. How old is he?
7.
7. He gets 3 pieces plus extra biscuits?
We get 3.
Holy hell.
I've been there for the last 3 days. Last 3 days, I've been over at KFC picking up chicken.
Damn.
But yeah, the 3-piece, original too. Original. Yeah, uh-huh. You don't go with the crispy. You go with original.
And extra biscuits. That kid loves the carbs.
6 extra biscuits.
6?
Well, he doesn't eat them all.
Uh-oh.
But we get 6. We get 6.
How many do you eat?
5.
So the extra biscuits are for you.
Yeah, right.
With those packets of honey. I love to steal those, too. You know, got the little packets up there. Got some good honey sauce.
I'm not really a fan of KFC.
I haven't been to one in, I can't tell you how long, years.
Well, my friends used to service their uniforms, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
So you got the inside scoop.
Oh, their chicken's delicious. I don't care what's touching it.
I think you would if I told you.
Yeah, well, I won't tell Frog.
No.
Because he's on a roll right now.
Yeah, and I was really bummed, too, when they told me they had a big uniform company in L.A. or whatever, and they'd pick up all the uniforms.
Right.
And when they told me this one, I was like, you just ruined my life because I am a fan of the game. I've never eaten there since, and it's been 10 years.
Oh, man.
I will tell you, when you walk into the place, the one near my house, it doesn't have a good vibe. I don't like those. And we've mentioned this before. I don't like those combo places.
You know, I do.
This one is a Taco Bell in KFC.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best one.
No, it's not. The one in San Diego. The Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
Oh, the trifecta.
The trifecta is the best one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. This one, I don't know. For some reason, I taste the tacos in my chicken. the biscuits have a little like a salsa taste to them.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Because you used to, by your house, Carson, you used to have the Pizza Hut taco combo, which is a good one.
Yeah, Pizza Hut and taco combo.
That one's that's a good one. That's it went out of business. Too. I don't know why. But that was over by your house.
Best one that I've ever been to has an A&W root beer.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good too, because solid. I think it's a fish place.
Hey, it's the Fat Morning Show.
Yeah.
You're talking about Long John Silver's and A&W. We've got one in Parker.
I don't know.
Oh, you do?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll be honest with you. I just remember
it's
they
just
had.
A little early to be talking about tacos.
They had root beer. I love that root beer, man. That's some good stuff. Yeah, it's going to be stormy today. I know we didn't get anything yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the area got anything, did we?
I don't think so.
I never saw anything on the radar.
No.
But today it's supposed to be really nasty.
I mean, they're really saying nasty. I read on KDVR, severe.
Yeah.
They used the word severe.
Severe.
They didn't say really nasty.
They did?
No.
I said nasty.
Really nasty. Yeah.
They should use that word more. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Severe versus nasty.
Well, you said really nasty.
Really nasty.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
more. It's I got like more it. Emphasis on it,
it
right?
Does.
All right. Yeah. Really nasty storms coming in later on today, they say, with hail, high winds. Maybe a couple of waves of storms. Nobody knows for sure.
Did you guys see that storm that rolled into Lake Tahoe?
Yeah.
Holy
was that
hell.
Nasty?
Yeah.
I mean, they had waves like 4 feet tall in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. It looked like an ocean.
It was crazy.
It was insane. And it just came out of nowhere.
No.
Yeah, and they had like hail and stuff. So that's the scary part about Chatfield when you're on Chatfield, because those storms can just roll in and all of a sudden you have, 2 foot waves.
Yeah.
And you're on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
Forget it.
You're on a lake that massive.
Yeah, that's, well, Tahoe, yeah.
Oh, no,
you
I'm
meant
in Chatfield.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I tasted Taco Bell in my chicken yesterday.
That is crazy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, coming up at 7:30 this morning. Lola tickets to give away. It's the only song I would know if I go to the show.
I think it's the only song she has right now.
Lola.
But hopefully she'll be like Benson Boone and Shaboozy, where I thought those were going to both be one-hit wonders,
yeah.
But they're not at all.
Yeah, that Shaboozy guy, man, he's a little surprising, isn't he?
He came out with, we just played his second hit.
He's really good.
He comes following up with something, maybe something after that. Who knows? Lola might turn out to be the next Taylor Swift.
Who knows?
You never know.
You really don't. It's just all a crapshoot.
I was looking at that Taylor Swift video again yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it. I was putting in my head the frumpy stuff that you were talking about.
Mm.
Man, she does carry it well.
It's just
carries frumpy pretty darn well.
I don't know how to explain it because it sounds so mean, but it's just like this, like she doesn't have inner sexy.
You're right.
You know, like there's just, but somebody said it's because she wants to be like girl next door and like that's why all the fans love
like
her.
More relatable.
Yeah, because she's just so relatable, because she's awkward and all that stuff. And so that's what's so adorable about her. But I don't know. When you're with Travis Kelce, you feel like you need a little bit of sexy.
Yeah.
Especially compared to what he used to date.
Or even sexy and athleticism. You need a little bit of that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The coordination stuff.
I feel like
because he's a pro.
Because I feel like her at the gym, she wouldn't know how to...
No, no.
I bet you that's a spectacle to watch, actually.
I know I told you guys this once, but one time so my ex-husband is an orthopedic surgeon, right? So, listen, book smart all the way, great guy, whatever. But we were on some trip, I don't know. I said, let's go to the gym. Let's hit the hotel gym. The guy never worked out. It was so embarrassing. I was like, you gotta be kidding.
Right, wait a minute. What did he do that was so embarrassing?
He just didn't even
know. He didn't know how to use the equipment?
Nothing. Like, not even free weights.
He's like, what do you do with these dumbbells? You just throw them across the room or what?
Do you ever see those videos of people that go in the gym and they get on the equipment
and
don't know
wrong.
How to use it?
Yeah.
Like they're on their backwards or something. And then somebody comes over, taps them on the shoulder, shows them how to use it. Like,
well, some of them are confusing.
They are.
Some of them, like the Nautilus equipment and stuff. When it first came out, the Nautilus stuff was really like
pretty intricate.
Yeah.
It taught me to never approach a machine you don't know about.
Or look on the side panel, it has how
they
you
do,
use it.
Yeah. And what muscle groups you hit.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to look on the side. But no, when my ex husband he went in the gym, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, really? Like, did you never play high school sports where they threw you in the gym or anything? Nope. Nope.
Let's just go over here and stretch.
Yeah.
So it's not so embarrassing, right?
Oh, my God.
So I'm watching this video, and if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a video out there of from the past weekend. They're on a date night, and they come out the back door of some restaurant / bar. I don't know. But he looks like he's had a couple of cocktails, right? And she looks just really unsteady on her feet. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if that she just dizzy all of a sudden or what it is. But I'm watching her movements. And she reminds me, you know who it is? The Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
She walks like him. She's got this, like, almost like she's on, like, a puppet. She's on strings or something.
Like she's walking for the first time.
It's just bizarre.
I haven't thought about it that hard, but.
You went in depth on this.
You well, really did.
The only reason I did is because of your, you know, your thinking on it yesterday when we brought it up. And so I saw it again on my feed and I thought, man, Jamie's right. There's just something weird about this.
You know, I will say, though, they've lasted way longer than I thought they would.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, way longer.
Me too.
Yeah.
So. And I think it's going to go longer than that. I think they're going to get married at some point. I do.
Well, look at you knowing Taylor Swift and Travi. Yeah.
Well, I try to stay plugged in, man. You know, I go home every day and just dig in.
Yeah.
Man.
I
just dive into this stuff.
Have you ever figured out how to sign into Netflix?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw a list, though. You know how they put out those lists like the top 10 must see for this particular stream. So I saw one for Netflix. Man, I got to figure out Netflix because there's some good stuff on there. I just got to figure it out.
You're the only human I know that can live without it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I watch it every day.
There's
got
to be more people out there like me that don't use Netflix.
I think a lot of grandpas.
Not Grandpa Nick watches.
Like, I can see my dad not knowing how to do Netflix.
Yeah.
And then going, what the hell is that stuff? And they'd say that, the bad word. Net blanks.
I'm so surprised you don't like Full Swing. You really get into Full Swing.
I know.
Yeah,
for
I don't
sure.
think I would.
Yeah. Or quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really care for
those.
I feel
like we do this every year, though, with them. Yeah.
I don't think I like quarterbacks.
We're
I don't think
to talk
I like
full swing.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Just not my cup of tea.
But I did finish up America's Sweethearts.
Man,
yeah, I did.
Is that the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders?
It is. It's season two of Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And spoiler alert. But they got a 400% pay increase.
Wow.
How much
400%?
Is that? Because I heard they only made a couple hundred bucks. You
yeah,
know,
I don't know. They didn't say their salaries. They didn't give us that. They just
I
said
would
400%.
Guess the Cowboys cheerleaders are probably the highest paid in the league, first of all.
Well, they are now because everybody gave them such grief because of the season one. These girls were getting evicted from their apartments. They couldn't pay for their apartments or anything.
Yeah. I'm saying before the raise, they're the most prestigious. They started it all when it came to cheerleaders with the pro teams. So I would say they were the highest paid. But now for them to get a 400%, they got to be making, you know, maybe a grand a game or something like that. That's still not a lot of money.
$500 per game, according to E! News.
Wow.
That's before the raise or after?
That's after.
Okay.
And they get $15 to $20 per hour, depending on like how veteran they are, for practice.
Oh, for practice?
Yeah.
Up to $75 per hour.
Yeah.
Because they practice all night long.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, I finished it. I recommend it. It's really good. Yeah. But you just wonder what their careers are. It's kind of like, you know, professional football players that are second string, you know, like what do you do after that?
I know
that?
For the Broncos, I think it's only a limit of 5 years that you can be on the team and then that's it.
And then you're done.
You like tap out.
Yeah.
I think they're a lot like people that run out to Hollywood to become actors and actresses. I think that they do this on the side, but really what makes the money is they're waiting tables somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they're doing something like that. You know what I mean?
These girls all have second and third jobs.
Yeah. They'd have to.
I mean, it's tough. But then after they're six, like some of the girls are on for 6 years. But then what do? Like that's your whole life. You know, all thousands of people are screaming for you and stuff. And then you're just like.
And you've just been focusing on that the entire time.
That's all. It's a routine. Like every single day you go to practice and blah, blah, blah. And then like, what do?
Yeah. There must be millions watching this thing. Because it's all over my feed. Man.
It is.
I mean, it just pops up. I don't know if it's because you've brought it up that I notice it, but it's everywhere.
Well, no, like people even celebrities are like all of them are watching.
Yeah. And like I saw an Instagram feed where they're deep in, like they're doing a deep dive. Everyone's like looking up their husbands and their boyfriends, like who are these guys married to these women? And
that's
like,
so funny because I won't say, but there's something that happened, and I pushed pause and went on Google to figure out what happened with this one girl.
You're invested,
I am. How dumb is that? Like I don't even know these
what's
people.
It called, all the time. What's it called again?
America's Sweethearts.
America's Sweethearts. Yeah. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Yeah, band. All right, tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, somebody said, you know, we were talking about fast food earlier or whatever. Yeah. Somebody said, now make sure that you check, but because I don't know if it's true or not, but they said one of the Del Tacos might be opening back up on County Line Road in South Quebec.
No, that's you know right what? By the gym.
Is
I'll,
it?
I'll do you a favor. I'll swing by there for you.
Okay, will you? Will you take a gander?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I went by one the other day, and it was still closed.
Now, if I grab you a couple of tacos, you eat them tomorrow?
No, I will not.
Put them in the fridge.
But thank you. But thank you.
Okay.
According to American Customer Satisfaction Index, Chick-fil-A was voted the highest in customer satisfaction for the 11th consecutive year. The chain beat its fast food competitors as well as other brands like Panera and Starbucks and Domino's. So Chick-fil-A. Now, I will tell you, here's how I know advertising works. Because I was driving home and we played a Chick-fil-A commercial about the little mini chicken biscuits, you know?
The breakfast ones.
Yes, and I was driving home and the guy's like, yeah, and the honey butter on the biscuit. And I was like, that sounds great. So I went right to Chick-fil-A, and that did not let me down. So good, those little biscuits for breakfast. Oh, my God.
They
what
always
are
hit.
Those? Oh, yeah. My God. I dip mine in honey mustard.
I do the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
Yeah. It's kind of like a honey mustard a little bit.
So good. So good. All right. Anyway, so yeah, they were voted number one. Sean Diddy Combs won't testify at his own trial. Sean Diddy Combs' lead attorney shared that the rapper won't be testifying in his sex trafficking trial. His attorney will instead present the jury with an array of evidence. They won't be calling one single witness. This sucker is wrapping up, and we don't know what's going to happen. We know that they're trying to, you know, maybe get a mistrial because one juror was out. Then they said they were going to get a mistrial because of the Iran war. I don't get that part.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get a mistrial. I think that part's over with. I think this guy has probably, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 days of chirping up there in front of the jury about how, you know, that there's no evidence and all that. I think we're going to go to the jury by Thursday or Friday.
Yep, and then it'll be
over.
So
let's go.
Hopefully we'll figure out what's going on, you know? I mean, it'll be all done. All wrapped up and he'll get sentencing. Yeah, or do they sentence later?
They sentence later. I think it varies, Jamie. It can be one state or the other. I don't know for sure. But here's what I think. Now, I was thinking of this too, Jamie.
Okay.
When I saw that the defense was going to go ahead and rest or whatever, you know what's going to happen here. The jury, they're going to give a verdict before the July 4th holiday. They're not going to, you know, sit on this thing through that holiday weekend, right?
Right.
So we're going to have the conclusion to this. Maybe by Monday of next week, it's going to be over and done.
Because they want to go on vacation?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
If I was like on the fence, I'd make a decision before I go on vacation.
Yeah. But there's that always that jerk in there. In the room that's like
the guy that has no vacation plans?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes us all sit there and deliberate.
He's that staycation guy that's on the jury.
What happens if it's a hung jury? Are they going to retry?
They'll have to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'll go back.
They'll be that guy. They'll be that guy.
I've got more questions.
Yeah. Brad Pitt just opened up in a big way about his past struggles with alcohol and how things really hit rock bottom. He was on a podcast called Armchair Expert. Here is what he had to say, number one.
You know, I was in pretty, I was pretty much on my back.
Yeah.
You know, on my knees. And I was really open to, I was trying anything and everyone, anything anyone threw at me. It was a particular difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the up in some areas. And it just meant a lot to me. So, yeah, the first is, oh, my God, it's coming around. You know, it's coming around. It's getting closer. It's going to be yours.
Yeah.
But everyone was so open.
It's contagious, right?
It is. It gives you permission in a way to go, okay, I'm going to step out on this edge and see what happens. And then I really, you know, I just really grew to love it.
He was talking about, sorry about that. He was talking about Alcoholics Anonymous, that he loved the meetings. He ended up loving the meetings. Here's the second part of that.
I am a stubborn, but I am also, when I've stepped in, pretty good at taking responsibility for it and owning up to it.
Yeah.
And now it's a quest to, you know, what do I do with this? What, you know, how can I write this and make sure it doesn't happen again, or I just
be better.
Yeah, be better. Be better.
Yeah.
Step up. So I was really open to that, and I was really open to see what these guys were doing, who had their thing and been there for a while. Sure, I was a bit shy. I can generally be a bit shy in any kind of situation first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I don't know. I just remember getting my arms around it pretty quickly, and really, 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 yeah, it became a thing for me. It was really like something I'd look forward to.
You know, he talks about how he was so rock bottom and everything. Now I'm wondering if all that airplane stuff really happened. You know, and he was just blacked out and didn't even know what he was doing.
I think it did.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I think it did. Now, there's a video that came out yesterday of the F1. They did the premiere. I don't know if it was overseas or somewhere, where he gets surprised by Tom Cruise. Do you really think that he didn't know Tom Cruise was there?
I don't think he did, because he was shocked when they said, you know, Tom Cruise thinks that this is an amazing movie. And he's like, wow. Tom Cruise, I look up to him.
It looks authentic.
Does it?
But I saw the video yesterday. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, if you're Brad Pitt and you're there for this F1 premiere, wherever this was, the set looks awesome. They've got a car there, and he's out there, and the flash bulbs are going off. Then walks out Tom Cruise all of a sudden.
I know that Tom Cruise is a huge fan of this movie. He said it was amazing and all this stuff. And Brad was like, oh, well, he goes, I look up to Tom Cruise. I mean, nobody can do the stunts like Tom Cruise.
Seriously.
Yeah. He looked surprised. Yeah. He really did. I saw the video yesterday and I thought, wow.
All the F1 drivers, they looked so good. They were all dressed up. They were at the F1 premiere.
Where was that at?
London.
London.
London. I thought maybe it was Monaco, but it was London.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We're going to go see it at the IMAX thing.
It's going to be so cool.
When's it out?
I feel like
June 27th.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a couple days away.
So this weekend.
Ta-da! All right. Katy Perry has sparked breakup rumors. We talked about this yesterday. I just ran out of oxygen. Anyway, because she's quietly rented out her forever home. You know that house she took away from that nun and she killed that nun?
Yeah, she killed her.
Yeah. Well, it's a $30 million mansion in Montecito. And the thing is that she fought for this mansion, fought for it, but now she's renting it out. So was she living in it?
I don't know.
Me either. They're saying, why is this sparking fresh breakup rumors by quietly renting out the forever home where she and Orlando Bloom were to raise their child?
I'm stumped.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you get for rent for a $30 million house?
I don't know how you rent one out. I just don't get it.
Yeah. One of the Real Housewives in Miami, she's renting her condo. It's just a condo in Miami for $40,000 a month.
Yeah. Oh. I guess if you have like one of the big stars who are out there to shoot a movie or something that, you know, are willing to pay $30,000 a month, and they're only going to be there for 6 months to shoot this film.
And they won't pay it.
Yeah. You know, the movie industry will pay that for them. So maybe something like that for those houses?
Well,
I don't get
it. Chris Pratt and his family are renting it. I don't know.
Huh.
So, it says, and this is the mean part, it says, after winning her year-long battle with 85-year-old Carl Westcott, the woman that died for this mansion, Katy Perry.
Bless her heart.
Had to get the nun's house, didn't you? Now look at you. What do you got now, Katy?
I hope she's happy.
Fake astronaut, Katy.
When you cash all those checks of the renter in there, knowing that nun's dead.
Exactly.
You little snot.
I mean, who uproots an 85-year-old woman? Right?
Like, that is pretty heartless.
That is. Like, I mean, I'm going to uproot your entire life and you're 85. Like, you're just mean. My God. All right, I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash.
Now, the Orlando Bloom rumor. Are we agreeing that this marriage is over? Or are we just like, it's just all rumor?
Here's me.
Because I've seen no proof on this.
Here's me, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, I do. I do. There's things that trouble me.
It really?
Yeah. I don't sleep well.
I
don't sleep well if I don't know the answers to these things.
I lost interest in Katy Perry a long time ago.
I guess her tour's a turd.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's having a rough go.
Awful. Yeah.
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 Who
Remember
buys
when
a ticket?
We gave away tickets. Remember, we were telling our boss, we're like, nobody was calling.
Right. But you have to
and
give them
free.
Away. Because nobody's going to buy them.
But the thing is, like, when you try to give away something free and nobody even calls, like
that's
nobody
when you
even
know it's bad.
Nobody even wanted to be caller 10.
Did she come here for the tour? I don't think so.
I don't think it's happened.
I don't know.
Yet? I don't know.
Again, I don't
so
care.
Bad we don't even know.
I don't know if it got canceled or what happened to it.
Bless her heart.
I hear she's in a martini glass, though, Carson. You might want to go.
No, that was Halsey.
I'm just saying.
She was giving out Katy Perry vibes the other night, though.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I saw an article. It said it was from Westward, and it said that the hottest acts coming to Red Rocks that everybody's looking forward to. And I was like, oh, no. According to Carson, they've already been here. It was Halsey.
Greatest ever.
It doesn't get better greatest than ever. That.
Yes, Fidel.
Yeah. Perry was supposed to come here, remember, and then it got canceled because of that Nuggets game, and then it got rescheduled to, I think, July 10th.
It's never happened yet, right?
Not yet. All right.
Well, it's a turd, they say. Enjoy.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.